with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm Josiah, that's Herbie. Thanks for downloading.
Let's give him a bit more than that. We're excited. We did another show.
Yeah, excited because the show's finished. Now, we had a massive show today. A lot of fun was had.
It was. There's crazy conditions that have hit the slopes. So we had a cross from Mount Buller, Rilla. She joined us to let us know blizzard conditions.
Rilla from Buller. Blizzards. Rilla from Buller in a blizzard. Say that 10 times. We spoke about cheapest fuel in the GV plus. How old were you when you retired?
And also, you can't say a particular word. You can't say one word, and I don't want to give it away yet. I want you guys to stay listening to find out what word it is, because it is classic. He's been ordering it daily.
Nah, I'm sticking by it. Plus, on top of that, there's a word that you got wrong yesterday that got brought up as well.
We're not the smartest cookies in the jar, are we?
Enjoy it, guys. Should I give him an example of what you said? Should I play it? Let me play it.
Because it happened yesterday. If they listened to the catch-up, they would have heard it.
Where is it? Oh, don't tell me I got rid of it. Here it is. This is the word that Herbie said wrong.
Cock it.
She was meant to say pocket.
Yeah. Cock it. It's a classic slip-up.
What we did with that was a bit of fun. Enjoy the catch-up, guys. We'll speak to you next week.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, I want to pretend that it's after the show and you and I are going to get a coffee or a drink, a snack. The last couple of days, we have gone to Busy Bean and we've gotten a drink there.
That's right. Yeah, I've got a smoothie.
Yeah, you've been raving about this smoothie. You had one on the weekend and now you've been craving it every day.
Well, Morg's just bought me one, my roommate, on Sunday, and I was craving it after the show yesterday, so we went through. What's this got to do with anything?
Can you say your order that you've been ordering?
I said to Morgan after she bought it, what did you buy me? And she told me, and that's what I asked for, the banana blitz, I think they do.
Yeah.
And I asked for it with almond milk.
What's
wrong with that? Almond milk.
Again, what was that milk?
Almond milk. What's your point?
What kind of milk is that?
Almond milk. Like out of the nut, the almonds.
Almond milk?
Yes, an almond. What are you trying? I don't get what you're trying to say.
Almond milk?
Yes.
Did you not see yesterday when you ordered? This is my favourite. You ordered with so much confidence, and I love that. But did you not see the reaction of the girl when you ordered?
Yeah, she was laughing at me. I didn't know what she was laughing at. I just presumed it was my bad hairstyle or something.
It's the way you say almond. Almond.
Almond.
Almond. They're definitely not almonds.
Hang on a second.
Now, I could be wrong here, but just from my knowledge, I'm pretty sure it's not almond milk.
How do you pronounce it then?
Almond milk.
Almond. So the L's silent.
Yeah, pretty much.
Surely not.
It's not almond milk.
I've been saying almond
my whole
life.
Have you been eating almonds every day?
Yes, almond nuts. A-L.
Almond nuts.
All right. I like to pronounce my English words properly, and if they're going to chuck an L after the A, that's an L to me.
Almond milk.
So you're saying the L is silent?
I am. And I am terrible with English. I'll first put my hand up and say I am so bad with English, but I'm nearly adamant that it is almond.
Well, why don't they spell it A-H-M-O-N-D? Almond. That's almond.
What? There's so many words that are silent. Yesterday we were playing Alphabucks and she said knickers and the letter was N.
Doesn't matter.
Do you know what? Let's put it out there. We'll go to 13, 12, 16 because we can clear it up right here and right now.
I'm
Is Josiah
Google.
Correct? Is it almond or is it almond milk? You can also vote by going to our Hit Instagram at HitGV. Almond or almond.
I'm Googling it now. Almond, correct pronunciation. You know what? Even if I'm proven wrong here, I'm not going to change.
We've got Julie from Marupna on the phone. Julie, how do you pronounce it? Is it almond or almond?
Almond.
Almond.
What happened to the L, Julie?
Well, it's the same as arms, as give alms to the poor.
Oh.
Ah, right. Like your almond.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right though, Jules. Are you an English professor or how can we have this backed up here?
I would Google search it or get the pronunciation.
How many years have you been eating almonds for, Jules?
A long, long, long time.
There you go.
How long have you been eating almonds for, Julie?
Never eaten an almond.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, we all make mistakes in life and we're no different. Like, I'm happy to admit that I make a lot on this show, Herbs.
Yeah, we're live. It's hard to not make mistakes.
Some mistakes are better than others, just like this moment on the show yesterday where you dropped this absolute pearler when we were talking about Alphabucks.
Alphabucks is up next. If you would like $500 cash in your back pocket... What did I say?
What? In your back what?
Give us a call now.
For a bit of context, I've isolated the grab.
Cock it. Cock it. Cock it.
I don't know how your brain got that one mixed up, Herbs. I don't know what was going on in your brain or what you were thinking about, but are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I am okay.
You look a bit nervous right now.
Well, I am nervous because I don't know what you're going to do with this.
I'm not going to say this is my proudest radio work, but I've had a bit of fun overnight, and you know Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Locked Out of Heaven.
Yeah.
I prefer the Herbie version.
Cock it.
Cocked out of heaven. Not bad.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. Do you know what's better, though?
Okay.
Elton John, okay. Rocket Man. I don't know what I could do here. The Herbie remix.
Cock it. Cock it. That one's gold.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
It is a special day today, and so we're going to be doing something a little bit different right now, and we've got Herbie in the car. She's on the phone now. Morning, Herbs.
How are you going?
I just said morning to you like I haven't spoken to you for the last 3 hours. Hope you're well.
I'm stationary in the car. I'll let you know that the car isn't on. I'm just sitting in the car in the car park.
Okay, good start. Now, we do want to say a massive happy birthday. Not just a birthday, Herbs. It's his 60th birthday to our general manager here at the station, Alan Kellick, who many people across the Goulburn Valley and the greater Shepparton area do know because he's spent a lot of his life and grew up here.
He is a legend. He's taken me under his wings, which I know he's done for so many people across the community. So a massive, massive happy 60th birthday, Kel. We love you so much and love having you as our boss.
Yeah, you don't get too many blokes better than Kel, and a lot of people will testify to that. So we thought what we're going to do is, whether you know him or not and you're listening right now, we can't really play the happy birthday song because it goes for too long. So we'll play this one instead. But what we want to do is test out the hip, hip hooray. And instead of a hooray, we want to beep your horn. So should we test it out now, Herbs?
Let's test it out. I'll give you a heads up. My horn isn't the greatest, but we'll give it a go.
All right, ready? Hip, hip. Hey, that was good. Now we'll get everyone in the Goulburn Valley to get involved. Now, please, if you're listening, if you hear a few more toots, just turn a blind eye to it, please.
And get involved. Look around. See who's listening. Toot away. It might be one of your friends' birthdays. These hip hips don't just have to be for Kel. It can be for anyone celebrating a birthday today across the Goulburn Valley.
All right. To Alan Kellick, our general manager here, happy 60th, mate. Everyone together. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. I don't know how many to go. You know,
three's good enough, and that's the best present he's going to get today.
If he's listening on his way into work this morning, I hope you gave yourself a toot, mate. And I do want to dedicate this song to him because I tell you what, he's told me, Herbie, it is his favourite song of all time.
Whoa.
NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. When I think of Kel, I think of this song. So we're getting it now here on Hit 96.9. Happy birthday, Kel.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
When you hear this noise, I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Hungry, ice cream, I want sugar now.
Yep, ice cream. Yeah. It's the first thing that comes to your mind. It's the classic sound of a Mr. Whippy, an ice cream van. We all say, ice cream, you scream, we all scream. In this instance, for beer. Because over in Chicago at the moment, there is one brewery that has thought outside the box a little bit because they've had to shut down. They can't actually have their brewery open, but they know they've got a lot of customers out there that do want their supplies. Now, they haven't been selling their actual stock in supermarkets.
Right.
Because, you know, they're very individual and crafty, and so you can purchase them from the brewery, but they haven't had many people coming because they have been closed. And they thought, nah, we've got to deliver our goods to the people. So what they've done is they've bought a van and they've been driving around the streets of Chicago playing the ice cream van music.
Oh, hang on. What about the poor kids?
I know. It's a little bit of a trick, but I think it's a great trick for the adults because you hear the noise and you come out the front and on the van, it just says their number. So it's the Goose Island Beer Company. It's their number on the van and just the only words, it's just black, says their number, and all it says is want beer right now.
I mean, it's a great marketing idea, but I feel like it could go against them because a lot of kids will start crying, and then instead of calling the number, the parents are dealing with crying kids.
Yeah, but then to deal with the crying kids, the parents go, I want beer right now.
Good point. Great point. Well, we should localise that here, because in Shepparton, we actually have Mr. Sheppy.
Mr. Sheppy.
Mr. Sheppy, he goes around giving out ice cream. I heard him in Kyler the other day. Shout out to him. He's a lovely bloke. Mr. Sheppy should jump on board somehow.
And because we was one of the last places we went to before the COVID hit was the brewery here in town. You took me there for my first time. And I reckon they could jump on board and get some of their delicious liquids out to the people of the Goulburn Valley. The only difference I'd make to our Mr. Sheppy is I'd change the music, because I do agree that it can trick some kids. I reckon it needs its own music. How do you reckon this would go?
Imagine sitting on your couch watching Netflix or whatever, and you just hear that echo around your neighbourhood.
Imagine sitting there, if I was with my brothers and my dad still, sitting on the couch watching some movie on a Friday and we heard that, I can imagine them doing the Usain Bolt sprint to the front of the street to get themselves a nice cold beverage.
I reckon you're onto something. Mr. Sheppy, if you are listening, and the Shep Brewery, I reckon you guys should do some sort of collaboration.
Take it. Just give us a cut. Maybe we can help drive.
I'd gladly, as long as we can drink some. Actually, we can't drink and drive. No. We'll sit in the passenger seat.
There we go.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Over in New Zealand, shout out to all our cuzzy bros listening this morning. There is a few that listen from over the Dutch, including my roommate Morgan, who just lives in Kyala with me. But anyway.
So close.
Their lockout's lifted 2 days ago now. They were at a stage four for, 4 weeks?
Longer. They were very strict. Jacinda, she came in and she just said, guys, we're locking down the country. We're going to sort of try and beat this virus together.
How good's Dave Dobbin, by the way?
Love it.
One of New Zealand's greatest, finest exports. Anyway, they lockouts went from a 4 to a 3, which essentially means they can almost do what we're doing, get out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Takeaway is now open. So how's that? Takeaway was completely shut in the whole of New Zealand.
I couldn't believe this. I've read so many stories that a lot of people, especially young people over in New Zealand, were using dating apps to speak to people overseas about takeaway food. So they'd ask someone like, oh, hey, how you going? How's Macca's, you know?
They can't do anything.
Yeah. They couldn't get it.
They've learnt to appreciate the special things in life and the things that are close to our heart. And that includes KFC.
The Colonel.
You know how much I love a Zinger burger?
You do love KFC.
KFC South, they know my order. Get a Zinger box, please. Just replace the gravy with another small chips. Extra chicken salt and 4 sweet and sour sauce, please.
4?
Oh, you can never have it.
That's a lot of sauce.
Well, you need 1 per chip packet. I've got 2 chips in there.
Yeah, that's fair.
You need 1 for your 3 wicked wings, and then you need 1 to pour in your Zinger burger.
Okay.
Don't ever question my order, Herbie.
How
dare you? What they've done, though, is made me look like a KFC miner. The city of Invercargill, and I think that's how you pronounce it. It's the southernmost city in New Zealand, so right down the bottom.
Love that.
The lockout laws lifted 2 days ago. They've had to shut both KFC stores in the town.
Why?
They've sold out of everything.
It's gold.
And if all my cuzzy bros are listening, you know, they love their KFC over there. That's a very common thing, and everyone does know that. They've said that the stores have had to shut back down until 10 o'clock tomorrow. 10 o'clock Saturday is when they're going to be able to restock with all the chicken.
We had the problem here with toilet paper where they couldn't restock the shelves. New Zealand has a problem with KFC. Where they can't restock their chicken.
The difference is I couldn't understand the toilet paper, but I can understand KFC. This. Everyone, like if that happened here in Australia, I'd be like, you know what, I get it.
If we locked down everything and we didn't have access to our takeaway restaurants, do you reckon the first thing you'd be going to once restrictions lifted would be KFC?
Oh, that Zinger box combo.
You'd be getting 4.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner. I'd be getting a family feast. 24 pieces. You don't do that? Well, you do now.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There are a lot of heroes that are fighting for our country at the moment. They might be in your family. You'll see them daily if you're going to the supermarket, if you're at the hospital. They're our essential workers that are really at the front line of this pandemic. And we have to applaud them because they are doing an incredible job.
Especially in the healthcare system as well, because they're the ones that are
almost, well, technically, they're definitely risking their lives by strapping on those the scrubs and testing coronavirus, things like that for us.
Exactly, because you can't see it. You don't know. Someone could walk in, you don't know who they've touched or where they've been or anything. So it is a very scary place to be in the healthcare at the moment. But for one guy over in the UK, I don't want to say he's doing better than the rest, because he's not. He's just in another level of the rest. So there's a doctor in the UK, and he's helping fight the coronavirus. He is, though, 98 years old.
Wow. And he's still a doctor?
He's still a doctor. He's still a working doctor. He's still fit, and he goes to retirement villages at the moment. So he did say that he had sort of been out of practice for a while. He was helping here and there, you know, still brushing up on the old skills, but wasn't needed as much. And then obviously with the pandemic, he thought, how can I help? And now he's going around to retirement villages to help the elderly in this time.
It doesn't get any more high risk than that for him, does it? You're 98. You're in the highest of the high categories. So go to... I'm actually surprised they allow him to do that.
So am I, but I guess when you need people, you need people. And he said where he's living at the moment, there are short-staffed, and so they do have a call out for those people in the healthcare sector. So he's doing an incredible job. And I just think, wow, he's 98 years old. His name's Dr. Christian Chenay. What a legend.
Do you reckon he'll give it up after coronavirus? Or do you reckon he's got that work and itch back again?
And he's like, I want to go to 100.
Imagine if they said to him, mate, you've been using your super for the last 30 years. Give it all back because you've gone back to work, buddy.
I love it because even at 98, he's still just fighting fit. Like my grandma was 93 last year and she was with it, but she started to lose a few things. So you're just not as present, you know, your hearing goes because you're getting old. But at 98, he's doing better than the rest of us.
I would love to know his secrets. Whenever you hear of the world's oldest person that's lived to 118, they're like, yeah, I've had a scotch a day, kept the doctor away. I want to know their secrets. She's like, cigarette and a coffee every single morning. I live to 120.
Treated coronavirus patients live to 130. But it did get you and I thinking this morning, he's 98. Surely he's going to be retiring soon.
You'd hope so.
What age did you retire at?
It's a good question because a lot of people, and my dad's, he's turning 60 this year. Sorry, Dad, if he's listening. And so that, as he's not retiring anytime soon, but that's the age where I reckon at the back of your mind it starts ticking. Am I due in the next 5 years? Am I going to do it?
Yeah. And especially here in the Goulburn Valley, we know a lot of people, they may be working to later in life because they do work on land and that, you know, you can't just give that up all of a sudden. You can't just retire. So I reckon it could be an interesting one. And it doesn't just have to be, say, your job. It could be sport. When did you give up the boots, you know?
Well, my granddad, Brian, who listens to the show, be listening right now with Grandma. Morning to you guys. He played first grade football, soccer, till he was 54, I believe.
Cracking effort.
He snapped his leg in the grand final. That's why he had to retire. 54 years old, first grade. It's a high level of football.
Do you remember last year in Corryong? Peter Shaw, he's 61 years old.
You showed me this story a few weeks ago.
Einstein, he got the nickname because of his hair.
Yeah.
He's 61 years old, and because they were short players, he had to jump in the first grade of the Corryong Football League at 61.
You're putting your body on the line at that age. Imagine tackling that bloke. He'd snap in half. 13, 12, 16. How old were you when you retired or someone you know? Josh has called through from Shepparton. Do you know someone, and how old were they when they retired, mate?
Yeah, so for me it was my nonno. He's Italian, came here to Australia when he was 17. I think coming from poverty, and he set himself up very well. But I think, he could just never retire. It's like, I guess the money was never enough, and he literally didn't retire. He's a tradie, and he didn't hang up the tools till he was... This will sound hectic, especially being a tradie, but not until 93.
Whoa.
He still kept going. Not full-time, obviously.
What trade was he doing?
Rendering.
Oh.
Which, that's a hefty trade on the body, but, just fit as anything. Very big on health and everything, just never hung up the tools till then.
Is he still around, mate, or did he pass after he when he retired? Is that how he retired?
Pretty much. Look, not long after he retired, that's when he went. But I think it was just the constant work that kept him going.
A lot of people, that's true, Herbs, they don't want to retire because that's how they age. Like, as soon as you see people retire, you know, at 70 years old or something, then they just age really quickly. It's unbelievable, those stories that you hear as well. I had a mate, this is almost on the opposite end of the spectrum. I won't say his name, almost said it, but his dad retired at 40 years old.
See, that's a bit too early, isn't it? So you get bored.
Him and a couple of mates, they didn't get lucky. They're smart businessmen, but they decide to invest in a block of an area up in Queensland, and they hit the jackpot, ended up being a mine, and they ended up mining some of the most expensive minerals in Australia. They sold that mine for $800 million. The three of them went three ways and retired at 40.
If you could choose 40 or 93... what would you go?
Oh, 40 hands down. That's a no-brainer. I'd retire tomorrow if I came across that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, how's this? Obviously, earlier this week, we did the map challenge where we encouraged people to go out and about in the streets and use a running app or your Apple like Watch.
Strava or Nike, any app that tracks your steps.
Exactly right. And you can then go and look on the map afterwards, and via the satellite, it shows the exact path that you have run. Quite handy if you're on a run or a walk or whatnot. You and I, you can have a look at the HitGV Instagram now. You can see that we spelt out the words HIT and HitGV.
Tell you what, it was hard.
And horrible.
There's some people who probably know how to work the app a little bit better than you and I, because we were terrible. But you can make it out.
Walking around or running isn't the only way you can track yourself. Obviously, there are aeroplane apps as well, and you can actually track planes and their flight paths. The coronavirus pandemic's obviously led to a few of these, which we have spoken about, like the one in Iceland, where they left a beautiful love heart above the country as a message of positivity to the country's healthcare system.
I do like watching the flight path when I'm on a flight. You know, when you're getting a little bit bored of your entertainment, the movies, and you flick over and go, oh, I see where we are.
Definitely. I used to, but then it made the trip go longer, so I had to stop doing that. In Germany, they over the Easter long weekend, what they did is they flew in the shape of a bunny. That was nice of them. Good on them. Now, this one has kind of taken the cake. This is what's happened in the state of Maryland in the US overnight. A 19-year-old uni student who knows how to fly planes for leisure, kind of like at the Shepparton Airport here. You can't go commercially, but you can go book a leisure flight. He knows how to fly, this bloke. And what he's written, when the flight control people were looking on the map to see why this guy's flying in an awkward position, he spelt out the words via his aeroplane, I can't say the rest of the word, COVID-19. Good effort. Great effort.
I mean, that's a long word, or words. It's bigger than, obviously, HIT that we did and GV. We had five letters.
Hard to track yourself, I presume, because we found it hard enough walking around following a map on the streets, let alone being in the sky.
But also in the sky, you know there's restrictions because you got to follow some kind of flight path so that people in towers can let other planes know. So if you're flipping and doing all words and everything, that's quite dangerous.
Yeah, they'd be going, well, what's this guy doing? Oh, he's going a bit, he's spelling an F. There's a U, there's a C. But people are on Facebook and Twitter praising him because he's expressing how a lot of people are feeling.
Which is true. It is very much true.
I feel like we should set a new challenge, a new walking challenge for this weekend.
What do you want to do?
Well, we can't really do those words. We can't encourage naughty stuff like that on the radio.
No, definitely. I would never tell anyone to do that.
Well, I did set the challenge earlier this week. If anyone listening can walk in the shape of a massive giant turd, I will give them a Macca's voucher. You have to send in a photo on the HitGV Instagram page for proof. I will give you the voucher.
Can I be honest? A turd wouldn't be that hard.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's just a big loop.
I know, but I'm that childish. It'd still make me laugh. Guys, send him in.
HitGV. We want turds.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I do love Fortune Cookie Friday. I feel like we're here to help, and that's what we do by reading people's fortune.
Well, technically, we're not helping. We're just the messengers here, aren't we?
Well, we're the ones that have to put our hand in the box and pick out the lucky one.
Well, let's try. Put your hand in that box and see if you pull out a lucky one.
Let's see. All right.
Well, can you read my fortune?
What do you want to happen this weekend?
Good question. Well, there's not a lot I can do, to be honest. Here we go. What's my weekend looking like?
What's your weekend looking like?
There we go. I'll keep it generic.
Yeah, okay.
Which is pretty well every fortune cookie seems to speak to someone.
Oh, that's a good snap.
Have a bite.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, sugar-free.
A helping hand is no farther than at the end of your sleeve. You're going to do gardening this weekend.
Oh, no. You know what? Morgan's been asking. Our back lawn does need a little mow.
You're mowing. That's definitely... A helping hand is no farther than at the end of your sleeve.
I shouldn't have done that.
Don't even ask me for help because it's not at the end of my sleeve. It's the end of your sleeve.
Let's just hope Morgan isn't listening right now because I don't feel... I'd rather watch Netflix than mow the lawns.
Yeah, but you need a break.
That's true. That's a good point.
Do you know what? I'll save this one. I'll give it to Morgs later. Let her know.
If you want your fortune read out, guys, just let us know what you're up to this weekend. 13 12 16 is our number. We'll crack open a fortune cookie and let you know what your future holds. Go on, Herbie. Reach into that box.
Yep.
Here we go. We've got one ready. Give us a call now, guys. This fortune cookie has your name on it. Jesse from Shepparton on the line. Do you want your fortune cookie read?
Yeah, read my cookie, please.
Are you feeling nervous?
Very nervous. I know what I'm doing today anyway.
What are you hoping for your weekend, Jesse?
Just to stay home and sleep.
Don't we all? What are you up to today, did you say?
I'm working.
It's working. You want to stay home. You don't want any crazy plans thrown at you.
No, thanks. I just want to sleep the whole weekend.
Sleep the whole weekend. Okay, let's hope.
Now, Jesse and Shepparton, you do realise that whatever comes out of this fortune cookie, it is like life or death. You have to live by it, right?
Yes, of course I will.
Okay. I've snapped the cookie. An unexpected friendship will prove long-lasting.
Wow.
That's fun.
Wow.
I don't want to say, will someone be joining you while you're sleeping, Jesse?
Are you a married woman, Jess? You got a partner?
Yeah, I have a husband that I don't want him to join me.
No. Okay. Well, you know what? Here we go, Jesse. I reckon that fortune's already come true because you've just called in and you're now a friend for life of our show.
True.
You sound disappointed.
I'm happy.
Was this unexpected to be friends with our show?
It was unexpected.
Oh, the fortune is always correct.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Unbelievable scenes. Oh. For this time of year, it started snowing yesterday, which is in April. Today is the 1st of May. Blizzards are the forecast at the top of Mount Buller today. Crazy, isn't it?
You don't really hear, I think, of blizzards that often. You hear of snowing and crazy weather conditions, but blizzards, that's got to be up there with, as I guess, as good and as bad as it gets, depending what you like in the snow world.
It's crazy, and we do obviously broadcast to the Golden Valley on Hit 96.9. We also broadcast across Hit 93.7, which is in Mansfield, Mount Buller, you name it. Now, we've got a snow reporter at the top of Mount Buller this morning, Rilla. She's up there now. Are you okay?
Okay. I have already cracked out a couple of snow angels this morning, and I can confirm that it is indeed blizzarding. That is not a word that the Bureau use all that often, and it's pretty exciting to see that on the forecast today. They don't say it very often, and there's usually a good reason when they do.
Can you explain what the conditions are like? Like, what's around you at the moment?
Well, it's snowing is the short answer, and it's snowing quite a lot, and it's been doing it all the way through the night. It got started yesterday morning early. We got about 10 centimetres or so yesterday, and then it backed off for a little bit, but honestly, all night it just kept going. So we've woken up to deep, white, fresh snow. It's the stuff that you see, you know, on Christmas cards, and it's beautiful, unless, of course, you're trying to dig out your car.
Yeah, I was going to say, blizzard sounds dangerous. Is it dangerous for locals? Like, is the advice just stay indoors?
Oh, look, luckily it's actually not that windy. We had a bit of wind around this morning. It's actually calmed down. So it's more beautiful than dangerous up here right now. It's just really lovely, very quiet. It's like once the snow blankets everything, everything feels really, really quiet. You obviously do need to be careful. You know, lots of things get buried under the snow. It's slippery. You need to be in warm gear. You need a decent pair of boots, all that sort of stuff. But we're going to probably see sunshine as we get later into next week. So it's kind of amazing. Have a look on our webcams. You can see snow right across the mountain. And then, you know, I would suspect that maybe by Wednesday we're going to have beautiful sunshine and this will all just be a bit of a memory.
Can anyone that's around the area, say Mansfield area, can they just go up to the slopes or is it dangerous conditions?
No, look, obviously with the travel restrictions at the moment, obviously none of us are supposed to be going anywhere unless it's, you know, for medical stuff or to the supermarket or for work. Obviously if you're a local and you live on Mount Buller like I do, your exercise might involve, you know, putting your cross-country skis on today, I reckon, and maybe getting a bit of exercise that way. But unfortunately, it's a bit of a weird one. Normally, someone in Mansfield might throw the kids in the car and come and have a look. That's not really something that we can do at the moment because we all need to be staying safe. And hopefully, if we do that, there's going to be a better chance of us getting out of our homes soon and hopefully having a snow season.
Rilla, in summer, you guys got snow at the start of December. I came up and went in my little Speedos and we filmed that video.
Oh, yes. I put that out of my mind, but thanks for refreshing it.
It refreshes me every morning.
I know. But today is the 1st of May. You just said there are travel restrictions in place, so we're not allowed to travel unless it is for work. If I got my kit off and came and filmed a video, does that count as work or should I probably be staying home?
Oh, look, I think you probably need to talk to your boss about that. and then I think there's probably a whole lot of separate health and safety issues, you know, around that. But, look, keep us posted. The short answer is that, look, the road up here, they will be clearing it and making sure that it's open because we've obviously got people who are working up here and locals and we want to make sure that they can come and go safely. So our local resort management guys will be on the case with that today so that we're not trapped up here. But it is a little bit of a different one at the moment. Normally this is the time of year that we're encouraging people to come and build snowmen and do all of that stuff. Hopefully we've only got a few more weeks to wait and then we'll see what happens.
Love it so much. It's unbelievable to see. Rilla, you are our snow reporter here on Hit 96.9 and across Hit 93.7 as well. As the ski season launches, no doubt we'll cross you a few more times. So thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, we can't wait. And enjoy the views on the snow camps until then. Stay warm, guys.
You too, Rilla. Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There has been a lot of negatives that are focused in the media of what's happened due to the COVID-19 outbreak. But I think one thing that we've got to take out of this pandemic, because it's happened at the same time, it's all around the world nearly, but especially here in Australia, is a positive. And that's the fuel prices.
Which you'd think it would normally be the opposite. Now, can I ask, the fuel prices being so low have nothing to do with Corona, do they?
I reckon they would now in such, but there's a war going on between the fuel companies overseas, wherever they're doing it. And not like a fighting war, like they're arguing with each other.
Yeah, weren't Russia and Saudi Arabia having a bit of a fight?
It's all a bit what's going on there is they're just in an argument. But I would say that there's been a flow-on effect due to the pandemic because people haven't been in their cars as much. So there's got to be some kind of flow-on effect.
I am happy for Russia and Saudi Arabia. They can argue as much as they want because the other day I filled up, cost me $50 for the full tank rather than normally it's about 70.
It's crazy. I've never been able to fill up my car with the dollar for the petrol being under a dollar.
I think we should match the prices because obviously over the years we've inflated. Yeah. I still remember being a kid and being able to buy 30-cent paddle pops. Like they're now, what, $1.80
so
or something?
So petrol's going, you reckon everything else should follow suit?
Everything else. We're in a pandemic, guys. Let's rewind the clock back about 20, 30 years and match the same prices. I want 30-cent paddle pops, please.
One thing I have noticed, though, is from driving here in Shep, is that our prices don't seem to be as low as prices I've seen across the state. I had to go to Melbourne last weekend for an appointment and on the way back I had to fill up and I filled up at 84 cents.
While
when I was driving into town here, where on the Sunday, it was like $1.20.
I haven't seen it dip. Actually, I filled up on Monday, I think it was. I still paid $1.27. That was for 95.
95. So a little bit the nicer fuel.
Yeah, because I'm a classy guy. What can
but
I say?
But you're 91. I would expect 91 at the moment here in Victoria to be under a dollar. The average, if you go to the fuel websites, are saying that Victoria is, yes, a dollar. So we should be under, but I haven't seen many under.
Nah, and I feel like it's unfair just because we're regional doesn't mean we should be paying a lot more. Yarrawonga, I saw them all banding together, all the town, because their petrol prices were through the roof. They were paying above $1.30, which is even more than the rest of us, which was unfair. So I know they had a petition going. I think they were on a current affair earlier this week protesting that. So I hope they saw change in the town as well.
You hope so. And we know it's around the Goulburn Valley. Prices will alter. And that's what we want to know this morning. We want to go on a hunt. We're going on a fuel hunt. We want to find the cheapest fuel in the Goulburn Valley to help you guys so you guys can fill up. Now, we've got to post at our Hit Facebook page at Hit Goulburn Valley and you can post snaps of fuel there and let us know the fuel prices so we can share it although you might be driving around or maybe you just filled up and you know where is cheap fuel.
The cheapest, the better. Let us know, 13, 12, 16. I know our show is on in a lot of servos across the Goulburn Valley as well. So if you are listening and want to get involved, 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz. Let us know your petrol prices this morning. The lower, the better. We'll give you a shout-out this morning. Carly and Nathalia, how much have you seen it for?
Roughly $1.07, but I use the app Petrol Spy, and I look on there to see where the cheapest is currently.
Oh, amazing. I haven't heard of this. Is it pretty current?
Yeah. So people can go on there and update it themselves.
And so do you reckon that we're covered here in the Goulburn Valley on Petrol Spy, or people need to update the app a bit more here locally?
So, like, when I travel through towns, I'll check out the petrol places, and, like, I'll stop and jot it down and update it myself. So I usually travel through Nathalia and update it.
Thanks so much for your call, Carly. Let's move on now to Debbie in Echuca. How much did you pay for fuel, Deb?
79.9.
Stop!
No way. Where are you?
Yeah. In Echuca.
Wow.
Which petrol station in Echuca?
United.
That's cheap.
And when did you fill up?
Just before.
Oh, my goodness.
Today, so 79?
I'm on my way to Shepparton, so I thought I'd fill up here.
Good.
Yeah, that's smart.
Made a great call because on my way into work at 2:30 a.m. this morning, I drove past and saw it was about $1.05 is what I saw at the cheapest.
Yeah, I've seen $1.09 in Shepparton because I'm there every day. But, yeah, 79.9.
Can we beat it? That's cheap.
It would nearly pay you to drive to Echuca to get fuel and then go back home.
Literally, grab a coffee while you're there, come all the way back.
Yeah.
And you've probably saved in what you would have, made for sure.
Exactly.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.